What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking Arrow. It is Friday, March 24th. Where did the March month go? It's like, super fast through. It's almost April. Jesus. All right, so we're going to be talking about the episode Arrow Capinushin or Capishun or I'm Not Russian. All right, so that's the episode we're going to be talking about. It aired Wednesday night, just a couple of nights ago on the CW. Anna B. from Australia, she's a big giant fan. She always does these reviews with me, and she's back from holiday. Did I say that right? That's pretty good, right? Well, she's back from holiday, and I've got her little review right here. I'm going to go ahead and play her, do a little commentary over it, and then just give my thoughts briefly, fast. On what I thought of this episode. So I haven't listened to it. I have no idea what she's going to say. So here we go, Miss Anna B.
Hi, Mike. Here we are for another episode this week of Arrow called Caplusion.
Okay.
I'm going to say I didn't enjoy this week's episode at all.
Wow.
It follows from last week's episode of Checkmate, where we learned who Prometheus was. And,
true.
Adrian Chase.
Yep.
And he had kidnapped Oliver.
Yep.
There's a lot of torture in the flashbacks. It mainly is set in Russia. And also we've got torture in the present day by Adrian Chase, who wants to torture Oliver to break him down so he can confess about his secret.
Yeah.
But to get him to confess, he's got to torture him.
Yeah.
Adrian's a real nutcase.
He is.
And all this is because Oliver killed his father, and he's so obsessed with Oliver, just destroy Oliver. He tortures him by putting 3 arrows in him.
Yep.
I have to say, as I said, I just didn't like this episode. We also have the flashbacks. Back in Russia, and this is where we see Oliver become the monster. When he starts to kill, he eventually takes down Kovar as a promise to Tiana for killing, for holding her mother, and this is where all his problems start. Anatoly tells Oliver not to kill him, but of course he goes ahead and does it. And this is where he gets the taste for it throughout the whole flashback scene. And he seems to be embracing it. And by putting on that hood, this is where he hides behind it when he starts his killing spree. That's when he becomes that monster. We also see Malcolm Merlyn in Russia.
Yeah!
So back in the flashback. So this will lead, I suppose, back to season one when Merlyn wants to flatten the glades and how he gets in coverts and gets the equipment that he needs to flatten the glades. And I have to say, I hate that wig that Oliver is wearing in the flashbacks. So we won't be seeing much more of that for flashback soon because, as we know, this season wraps up all the flashbacks.
Oh, wow.
And,
I didn't know that.
And we're nearly all done by now.
I didn't know that.
So going back to present day, Adrian's continuing torturing poor Oliver. And he uses Evelyn, which he apparently still is working with Adrian, as a roost to try and to get Oliver to confess. So Adrian snaps her neck, and in doing so, it snaps Oliver into confessing his secret that he didn't kill because he had to, but he liked it.
Yeah,
and we also found out that he liked it. Anatoly telling him in the flashbacks that Oliver liked killing,
mm-hmm.
So it all stemmed back from Russia. So Oliver's extremely destroyed now, and this is what Adrian Chase wanted to do all along. So where is that going to leave us now? So as promised, Chase lets Oliver go, and he heads back to the Arrow Cave where the team are waiting for him, and He tells them that he no longer wants to be the Green Arrow and to shut everything down.
Daboo.
And as we all know, Oliver will come back to his senses and he will want to destroy Adrian Chase for what he has done. His team will be his strength, as we know, and it will pull him through and he will continue on as the Green Arrow and things will go on. So we'll just have to see how this all goes for next week. It was not my best episode with this one. And until next week then, Mike. And if I sound funny, I have a cold.
Uh-oh.
Not doing so well at the moment.
Chicken noodle soup.
So I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Miss Anna B. from Australia. You can check her out on Twitter, Traveler15, right there on Twitter. But I have to admit, Anna, and all you Arrow fans out there, I kind of enjoyed this episode. I definitely enjoyed the episode more than she did. I think the breaking down, Chase doesn't realize, you're absolutely right. He said that his team, his friends, his family are his strength. I think it's almost like a phoenix rising from the ashes. I mean, Chase broke Oliver down and admitting him, making him admit, I wanted to, and I like that. And since he did that, that just totally brought him into a dark, 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 messed up place. And after seeing Evelyn get up and all that crap and him go into the team. So I think this is a good thing. I like this episode because, one, I like seeing Oliver like this. I like seeing him whooping butt and killing and everything else. I don't like the mopey emo Oliver. So it was cool. I definitely enjoyed seeing what's this one? Anatoly. I'm a big fan of Anatoly. It looks like in next week's episode, Anatoly shows up. And it seems like, by the commercial, that Oliver's telling Anatoly that he needs to kill Chase. So this is going to be cool because I'm a fan of Anatoly. Dolph Lundgren, a.k.a. Drago from the Rocky franchise, plays Kovar in this. I think he's awesome. It's good to see him. So every time I get to see Drago in Arrow, I'm a happy camper. It's obvious that Drago did not... or Kovar, I know him as Drago, didn't die. So I'm wondering if we're going to see him later on. Anna and Arrow fans, what do y'all think? But overall, I thought this was good. I was hoping that Evelyn would be dead, but it's obvious that she's not, which sucks because I never liked her, never trusted her, just not a fan of that chick. So she needs to die already. But other than that, you know, we'll see. We all know that Arrow is going to come back and tougher, stronger, all that good stuff. So I enjoyed it just for the fact that we had to see this. We got this background. There's nothing wrong with gangster mob. There is one thing that I was a little bothered by. The part where Kovar was putting the poisonous gas, and then all of a sudden, the team, Oliver kicks open the door, and then no one's wearing gas masks. That's the only thing, because that gas would still be in the atmosphere, in the room, killing people, and it, like, disappeared. So that's the only thing that bothered me about this episode. But other than that, I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. I give it a thumbs up. All right, so that's it. If you want to hear more of me and Anna B's reviews on Arrow, you can always go to iTunes, search Talking Arrow. You can go to my blog, iWatchMike.com. On the very top, you'll see where a little tab that says podcasts. All our stuff is there, including the Audio Boom links as well. So you got iTunes there and Audio Boom. If you want to go straight to the Audio Boom channel, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. Everything is there. You can find everything. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. I Watch Mike on Facebook. My Snapchat's on my blog. Like I said earlier, Traveler15 for Anna B on Twitter. And I think that's it. That's it for us. So we'll be back next week to talk more of Arrow. Oh, man. I think next week is going to be so good. So good. We're going to see the team, Anna. Don't worry. We're going to see the team. Everybody have a good weekend. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.